Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 81. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Most dip down to about 36 tonight, clear skies. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 64. A blend of clouds and sun Wednesday, with daytime highs approaching 72. 75 Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 36.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Hundreds of people turned out for a weekend protest in downtown Wichita.
The protest over various government policies, be it local, state, or federal. This was the third straight weekend for the gathering, which has attracted more people each weekend. Many were protesting federal job cuts and tax cuts, while others called for more support for Ukraine. Still others spoke out on immigration, education, health care, and overall government spending. I'm Jared Cirillo.
The family's home caught fire last Thursday in Sylvia, a small town southwest of Hutchinson. The Reno County Fire Administrator said the fire began in a chicken coop and spread to the house. Good Samaritans saw the black smoke from a distance and rushed over to the house off Main, then helped the family to safety. A Black Hills energy technician and a school administrator were among those who chipped in to help. And there were no serious injuries in that fire. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Tough, reliable, and ready to work. You were born that way. Kubota is built that way. Our entire ag lineup, featuring versatile tractors and hay tools, powerful skid steer loaders, and the rugged Sidekick utility vehicle, is designed with the engine of a Kubota and the heart of a farmer. Visit KubotaUSA.com to find a dealer near you.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, MD of Kansas, and U.S. Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia led their colleagues in introducing the Help Ensure Lower Patient or Help Copays Act, and this legislation eliminates pricing schemes, protecting patients from insurance and pharmacy benefit manager or PBM practices that raise out-of-pocket costs for prescription drugs. Many Americans with chronic illnesses face high out-of-pocket costs associated with their health insurance in the form of high deductibles and cost sharing. Copay assistance or financial assistance from nonprofit organizations or drug manufacturers can lower the out-of-pocket costs of specialty medications and help patients afford the life-saving drugs they require. However, when insurers and PBMs collect this assistance, they're not required to credit that assistance towards the patient's annual deductible or out-of-pocket maximum. When the copay assistant runs out, patients are still required to cover their full deductible or out-of-pocket minimum, allowing insurers and PBMs to double-dip on profits while leaving patients unable to afford their medication. The Help Copays Act requires insurers and PBMs to count all payments they receive on a patient's behalf toward their annual deductibles and out-of-pocket limit, ensuring that patients have access to their medication. Senator Marshall said patient assistance programs help Americans pay for specialty medications that treat chronic and rare conditions, and applying patient assistance toward deductibles and out-of-pocket costs has always been the law of the land. So he urges his colleagues to pass the bipartisan bicameral Help Copays Act and cement this victory. Specifically, the Help Copay Act would clarify the Affordable Care Act's definition of cost sharing to ensure payments made by or on behalf of patients count towards their deductible and or out-of-pocket maximum, prohibiting copay accumulator adjuster programs, and clarify that the ACA's annual out-of-pocket limit applies to all prescription drugs covered in a health plan, since all covered drugs would be defined as essential, prohibiting copay maximizer programs. On Friday, the Kansas House passed two bills that could provide property tax relief to Kansans. The first bill, H.R. 2396, limits the property tax revenue increases, and it limits the increase for jurisdictions based upon previous year inflation, new construction, and some bond payments. It also creates a fund to provide payments to cities and counties that comply with the set funding limit. The created ASTRA fund is used to its full extent, could result in approximately $70 to $75 million of property tax relief yearly, according to House Tax Chair Adam Smith, and this $130 million more of total property tax yearly each year. The bill also allows the revenue neutral rate increase provisions and allows voters to protest the budget exceeding the limit. If successful, the budget would be limited to the previous year's level. H.R. 5011, if passed, could make it so that property values could be based on the lesser of the fair market value or the average fair market value. Conditions of the bill state that the legislature needs to determine the number of years to determine the average fair market value. HB 2396 passed 115-6, and HCR 5011 passed 117-4 in the House, and both bills now head to the Kansas Senate. Sunday morning was Spring Forward Day, when most Americans lost an hour of sleep in exchange for an hour of sunlight. However, Kansas legislators are continuing their fight to end daylight savings time, with Senator Kenny Titus of Manhattan introducing the most recent bill in January. Under the proposed legislation, the next daylight savings would be the last, when Kansas would fall back an hour in November and stay on that timeline. And that means that winter nights would remain dark and the summer sun would set a little earlier than you're used to. In a statement, Senator Titus said he is encouraged by the positive reaction that he's received from all over the state regarding his bill, SB1, and he hopes they can continue to work at the state level and with federal partners to end the clock switching. Kansas would join two other states, Hawaii and parts of Arizona, in not observing daylight savings if the bill becomes law. In Nebraska news, Lincoln police reported that two teens and an 11-year-old boy were caught on Thursday after stealing a vehicle in North Lincoln. Just before 5:15 a.m. on Thursday, officers responded to a vehicle theft at an apartment complex near Folksway Boulevard and North Hill Road, where police said a Hyundai Tucson valued at $8,500 was stolen overnight. At around 2:30 p.m., officers learned that the victim was following the thieves who were in his vehicle, and as officers approached the vehicle in a parking lot near 18th and Superior Streets, three minors ran away. However, police said officers followed and eventually took them into custody. A 17-year-old boy was lodged at the Youth Services Center on suspicion of felony theft and obstructing a police officer. A 14-year-old boy was cited on suspicion of felony theft and possession of marijuana, and police said an 11-year-old boy was referred and released to his guardian. The Nebraska State Patrol announced on Sunday that they located a suspect in a Denver homicide near Gothenburg after they received information on Sunday morning about a wanted individual traveling in a Nissan Rogue on Interstate 80 near Gothenburg. At approximately 9:25 a.m., a trooper spotted the vehicle and initiated a pursuit after the suspect refused to stop, leading authorities on a chase that lasted around 25 minutes on rural roads. The pursuit concluded when the vehicle was halted in a ditch on Highway 30 by stop sticks east of Gothenburg. Crisis negotiators were called to the scene after the driver and passenger refused to exit the vehicle, and according to the Nebraska State Patrol, troopers observed that the female passenger appeared to be experiencing a medical emergency. And when the officers approached, both the driver and passenger were found to be non-responsive. After administering Narcan, the female passenger was transported to Gothenburg Health Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. The driver, identified as 36-year-old Augustine Vega of Colorado Springs, was airlifted to Good Samaritan Hospital in Kearney. Authorities reported discovering at least one firearm inside the vehicle, and as of Sunday evening, Vega remained at Good Samaritan. The Nebraska State Patrol is collaborating with the Denver Police Department as part of the ongoing homicide investigation. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on March 5th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Andrew Black, Dale Jacobson, Jason Jones, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, and Jim Miller, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the February 19, 2025 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried. Donna Lowry with Aggie's Chop House shared their experience in working with the city to figure out the fire code, max capacity, and city codes in opening their new restaurant. Donna indicated that the process was a little bit of a struggle and suggested there is room for improvement so that future new businesses coming to town that need inspection or meet certain requirements don't have the same experience. Assistant Chief of Police Mitch Lowry then reported on department activities, and City Administrator James Maru presented the department reports. James stated that the Kansas Department of Transportation inquired if the city would be applying for a 2028 CCLIP project, which would be an extension of the CCLIP project taking place in 2027 and would be two more blocks on Highway 283. James stated that this is just the process of applying and there are no guarantees that the city would get it. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to proceed with the 2028 CCLIP application. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-1, with Jim Miller voting no. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to waive the third formal reading of Ordinance 1775, which is an ordinance vacating a portion of the East North Street rights-of-way within the city of Norton, Kansas. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was then made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to adopt Ordinance 1775, and the motion carried 6-0. Jason Jones inquired about the street signs being fixed that he previously brought up, and James stated that the blank plates came in and now they're waiting for them to be printed. Jason raised the idea again of having the various pending or ongoing items and or issues placed under old business on the agenda that he had previously brought up. James reported on his findings and reaching out to other cities to see how they handle this, and a discussion was held on the idea and the best way to address it. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson that the city administrator or proxy, the mayor or proxy, and or any and all city council members collectively begin to list by notifying the city clerk any pending or unresolved items of council business as old business on upcoming council meeting agendas, in order to help keep items in front of the council and on the table until those respective items are resolved. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Jason stated that he has questions and concerns regarding how the city, the Chamber of Commerce, and travel and tourism all integrate, so a work session to discuss and address questions and or concerns regarding the relationship between the said entities was scheduled for 4 p.m. on March 27th. Jason stated the personnel committee met and further discussed the on-call policy. He said they will have another meeting on April 3rd to further discuss and come up with a plan. Jason stated they also discussed the purchase of the video equipment for recording the council meetings, but felt that it didn't belong in the personnel committee, so he would be bringing it up for council discussion to see if they could come up with some direction on what to do or where to go from here. A discussion was then held on the video equipment, and during the discussion, Gerald stated, for the record, his vote to purchase the equipment back in December was based on the understanding that there would be a trial period involved for the council to try out the equipment with the option to return. The discussion was then tabled so Dennis could present his business before needing to leave. Dennis Gilhausen reported that the Finance Committee met to review the insurance bids that were received for the city's business protection policy, and the bids received were as follows: Boxler Insurance, EMC, $214,621 for all lines of coverage, and Iron Insurance Partners, MEM, for $44,159 for workers' compensation coverage only. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Dale Jacobson to accept Boxler Insurance Agency's bid with the insuring company EMC, but to separate out and award the workers' compensation coverage to Iron Insurance Partners with the insurance company MEM. The vote was taken and the motion carried. The discussion was then resumed on the video equipment, and a motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Jim Miller to create an ad hoc committee to discuss and review the video equipment moving forward, with the members being appointed by the mayor. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Mayor Jones then appointed Gerald, Dale, Jason, and Andrew to the committee, and a motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Andrew Black to nominate Jason Jones as the chair of the ad hoc committee. The vote was taken and the motion carried 4-0 with Jason abstaining. A meeting was then scheduled for 10 a.m. on March 26th. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dell Jacobson to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 5 as a whole, and the motion carried. And a motion was made by Andrew Black to adjourn, and the council adjourned at 7:09 p.m. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having peanut butter and honey sandwich, cottage cheese, warm peas, baby carrots, mandarin oranges, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be grilled chicken sandwich or Mr. Rib sandwich with hash browns, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chili, crackers, vegetable, cinnamon roll, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 83 and a southwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 37 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming north after midnight. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 65 and a north wind of 10 miles per hour becoming east in the afternoon. And on Tuesday night, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 33. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday it should be mostly sunny with a high near 72. On Thursday, sunny with a high near 78 and breezy. On Friday, there's a 40% chance of showers after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 69 and breezy on Friday. On Saturday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 54 and breezy. And on Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 62. Currently, with fair skies, it is 35 degrees. The humidity is 64%. The wind speed is west at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.90, the dew point is 24 degrees, and the current wind chill is 29 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:19. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that it will host their 76th annual meeting in person at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 24, 2025, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided for those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling 785-877-5191 by March 18, 2025.
KIN Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State and Kansas will both have football games moved from Saturdays to Fridays. The Big 12 Conference announced on Friday. We'll first start with Kansas State. The Big 12 Conference and its TV partners announced that Kansas State's non-conference game at Arizona, originally scheduled for Saturday, September 13th, will now be played Friday, September 12th. The game will be shown on either ESPN or Fox, and the game time and network designation will be announced at a later date. This comes after they actually played this game on Friday night last season. Moving over to Kansas, their conference game with Utah, originally set for Saturday, November 29th, has been moved to Friday, November 28th. Again, kickoff time and TV designations will be announced at a later date. This will be KU's second Friday game of the season, as they originally scheduled to take on Wagner Friday, August 29th at David Booth, Kansas Memorial Stadium. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
ValleyBet.com, ValleyBet.com.
Your cattle are soon headed back to pasture, so now is a good time to make sure they are getting all the minerals they need. Increase weaning weights, cow condition and conception rates, and add to your bottom line by feeding Nutrina Right Now Mineral. Valley Vet Supply can help you add even more to that bottom line with the Buy 9, Get 1 Free Sale. Their Right Now Mineral is color-coded, weatherized, and regionally focused for this area. One glance in the feeder, and you know you've got the right mineral. So buy 9, get 1 free the entire month of March at Valley Vet. Tonnage discounts are available year-round. Everything you need for cattle is just a call or click away at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. What's in your feeder?
Valley Vet Supply. Give them a try and you'll know why America buys from your neighbors.
ValleyVet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.